Okay, this is the best part of coming to a college, is talking to the students and see how you're utilizing the programs here and what your plans are for the future. We have Chris Ortabadi, mechanical engineering student, and we have Ernest Rushkey, a computer engineering student, joining us now. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, first we have, did you say Shelby Township, Ernest? Okay,
Yes.
so we have a local guy. We'll start there first. Why Kettering?
That's a great question. I think, for the college decision, I was between Michigan State, Western, and Kettering. And my dad kind of sat me down in my family room. He's like, you know what? Like, you want a good career. You're going to work hard. You're going to make it happen wherever you go. But there's an obvious good option, the best option, and that was Kettering. And so I
But
chose
why?
here.
Why?
The co-op program. So over the past 5 years, I've had 2.5 years of experience. My class sizes are smaller. My professors are involved with me. They're involved with my education, and they want me to succeed as much as they want the school to succeed as well.
And then we have a Washington, D.C. resident with us here in Chris. And so, how did you hear about Kettering and why here?
I heard about Kettering actually through the principal of my high school. A alumnus of my high school had gone here as a Kettering alumnus, and we had similar interests. Both had strong interests in the automotive industry, and in racing, and the reputation of Kettering, of course, is tied to that history with the automotive industry, and having really strong connections in that industry, and with that co-op programmer, I'd be able to get hands-on experience. So that's how I heard of it, and that's kind of how I made the decision.
Yeah, and Chris, you took quite a turn. I mean,
Yeah.
from the ice rink to the racetrack,
Yeah, yeah.
But
So
sports, sports.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
but you trade into professional hockey, and to take this career in mechanical engineering and motorsports, and talk about that transition.
Obviously, really, really challenging transition, I think. Going to school as somebody in your 30s and kind of starting all that whole journey from scratch is really daunting and really challenging. But I one thing I knew for sure, being a hockey player and kind of looking at my future, is I knew I want to be part of a team. Being part of a team is like the most important thing to me outside of family. And I thought that I could have an opportunity where I could explore this interest in cars and racing, and still have a career where I'm on a team, where I have teammates. I was very fortunate to have a career as a pro hockey player. And I think when you have a job that's your passion, you realize that that's something that's incredibly important. Like, I found out for myself that that's something that is a non-negotiable in my life. And I saw Kettering as a way that I can pursue that in a whole different side of things, but still with that end goal of like being on a team,
Team, yeah.
contributing to a team success.
Ernest, you worked with Daimler in CAD. You've done a lot of different advanced engineering, vehicle technology, things like that. Have you always been interested in that, or was that something that you kind of gravitated towards after you got here? What was your background?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think why I chose computer engineering was just pretty much I thought computers were cool.
Yeah.
And so I ended up landing a gig at Detroit Diesel through the co-op fair here at Kettering, and I loved it since. I first started doing like software development, data analysis, that kind of thing, and then slowly through the rotation program, I'm going out to Colorado to test trucks on these huge mountains and cold air and that kind of thing. So definitely pulled me in. I was never a big automotive guy, but the time I've spent here and this culture here of automotive and engineering has really sucked me in, and something I enjoy.
So then when you go out to work, right, you're off for 12 weeks from school, so you're working with these companies. How much of what you're learning are you applying, and how much are you learning new from these companies that then you take back to school and apply in the classroom?
Well, I think it's a two-way street. It's a whole new ball game at work. Sometimes you're taking the software engineering skills you learned, the hard skills of the classroom and that kind of thing, and you're taking that into work. And then sometimes you show up to work one day and you're like, I've never seen this in my life, but I'm gonna figure it out. And you've got people to help figure it out with you. And then you've got the soft skills of work that you can take back into Kettering, with. It's small community, but super tight. And then working on group projects, finding avenues to find new solutions and that kind of thing.
When it comes to motorsports, how are you applying what you're learning here? Is this IndyCar? Is this NASCAR? What are you doing?
Yeah, so my co-op is at Ilmor Engineering. Ilmor makes marine and racing engines and power units. So I've been with Ilmor actually since I've came to Kettering. My first rotation, I was working on the NASCAR program. So it's NASCAR Truck Series and ARCA engine, which is a 396 regular naturally aspirated internal combustion engine.
Oh, naturally aspirated. I was wondering.
Then the next my next rotation, I was working on the IndyCar hybrid system, so doing a lot of calibration work on the IndyCar hybrid system.
Oh, that's cool.
Is a very interesting challenge, very different actually working on the hybrid unit versus working the engine. But really, really cool to get that hands-on experience in racing.
A wide spectrum of things that students can do here, just from the two people sitting in front of us.
Yeah, yeah. And if, you know, if someone's listening right now is thinking about Kettering, someone in high school, what would you tell them about Kettering?
I think for me personally, I think that there's two things that make you a good engineer or a valuable candidate. You know, when you're applying for a job, part of that is the education that you have. So the knowledge that you can acquire, I think you're able to get that at a very high level at Kettering. I think you're also able to get that at a high level at a lot of schools in Michigan. But I think the one thing that's harder to acquire is skills. I think skills, you know, our class schedule is 11 weeks long, right? It's condensed. Mm-hmm. You're able to learn a course load if you work hard and you have good study habits.
Let's get to Ernest.
But gaining skills is a longer non-linear process,
sure.
I think. And,
sure.
And I think through the co-op, you have this time where you can acquire those skills.
100%. I want to second what Chris said. It's the co-op experience. If you're out of high school and you're looking to really work hard and get a lot of value out of your life, here's the place
and
to
kickstart
be.
That thing.
100%.
Really great. Thank you both,
Chris,
for
Ernest,
everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, so much. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow here on WJR.